It's been a difficult week. I don't know. I talked more at the first service about being an intercessor. But to truly know the shepherd and to intercede and to be involved in ministry, you've got to feel the heart of the people to minister to them. You've got to be like Jesus. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you are not willing. And friends of ours are getting divorced. They just told their kids. And the kids are crying. I want to go and slap the guy in the face. I can name a half dozen families like that. And I said, God help us, we've lost compassion. We've lost, think about this, don't raise your hand. When is the last time you wept, cried for somebody close to you who doesn't know Christ? We'll cry when things don't go our way. You should have seen the tears when the market crashed in 2009. Oh, God. But that's the heart of God, the Father. Jesus would never weep over a financial system crashing, but he would weep over a city rejecting him. And you can't just manufacture it. You can't, oh, come on, here's the tears. You've got to say, God, break my heart. Give me a heart that sees and the eyes that see. Because out of a compassionate heart, you'll do things. That's why we don't do things. We don't have a compassionate, broken heart. Because when you get upset enough, right? I'll tell you what, I'm about ready to pray and fast that God will bring Planned Parenthood to nothing. You can pull children from the womb and sell their body parts. And we live in a nation where that's okay. And people don't care. Well, I've had enough. I'll tell you, we're going to pray that God will bring the judgment hand of God across and come against that wickedness, because if a nation sins against me in persistent unfaithfulness, I will judge that nation, God told the prophets. God, that's for you. That's not me. Where's the heart of compassion? God's people, you should weep over these things. You should weep at the condition of our family. You should weep at the condition of our nation, of the court system, of all these things that are being passed. Where are the tears? That's why Leonard Ravenhill said, you better weep before you whip. You see Jesus weeping before he built the whip and whipped the people out of the house of God. Where's the weeping? Where's the compassion? Where is it?